Welcome back. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about giveaways. Are giveaways dead? Well, for the past 6 months or so, I have definitely felt that way. And for that reason, I have not promoted a giveaway in quite some time. And, you know, I got to be quite honest with you. There are several pros to a giveaway, and there are several negative cons to a giveaway. So in today's episode, we will be discussing the pros and cons of a giveaway and why I do believe that giveaways are dead. So first off, the pros of a giveaway. This is actually quite obvious. If you are a business owner and you are wishing to build a list, giveaways are a fantastic way to contribute a free report or maybe a free software item, or something you have to that has some value that you sell elsewhere that you may want to give away in a giveaway event. And because what this will do will build a list for you. So this is an obvious pro for a person looking to build a list. The obvious pro for a person joining a giveaway is that there are free gifts and downloads. So you join a giveaway and you have your selection of hundreds of products in many cases, and you start downloading. And this can be fantastic. You can get some stuff that you would pay for elsewhere. And if you are focused and you know what you were doing and handpick the items that you truly do need for your business, then this is an excellent way of getting valuable resources for free. Now let's get into some negatives of a giveaway event. If you are a list owner and you are participating in a giveaway and you're building a list, one of the cons to that is that you are in an event where a lot of the people that are joining are looking to download as many free things as possible. So one, the person is looking for free stuff, so they might not necessarily be a good paying customer for you down the road. However, you are able to turn that around if you can provide them a value. So that's not really the big con. The big con is that these people are, on general, joining multiple lists. And what this has done for the IAM industry over the last year or so is it has greatly decreased the open rates of emails that marketers are receiving. Because if you go back a year or so ago, the average marketer might have been subscribed to 4 or 5, maybe 6 newsletters. It's very easy to focus on, if each email marketer sends 2 emails a week, it's very easy to focus on 12 emails a week and open every single email, making the open rates great. Every marketer's emails are getting read. Fantastic. But since giveaways have come out, people are becoming subscribed to 40, 50, 60 newsletter lists. Now, having said that, that's going to drop the open rates for everybody involved. And that goes for people that have nothing to do with giveaways. The whole industry has suffered in the decreased open rate. So this is a definite con to giveaways. And there are some countermeasures to how we can deal with this. Now, my biggest suggestion is as a contributor to make sure you're providing powerful, relevant information to what you, the person, is subscribed for. In other words, once you have them on your list, if they opted in to get a free report on how to build a list, for instance, don't send them an email on Google AdWords or stuff like that. Send them relevant information regarding what they signed up on your list for. And this is very powerful, and it's very important for a marketer to do that. Now, if you are the person signing up on lists, here's what I suggest you do. If you are signed up on a giveaway and you subscribe to many, many lists, it is very important, and I believe this with my heart, that you subscribe and you confirm all your emails and you open up every single email you subscribe to. Why? Because one, you received some free information that was valuable. Obviously, you wouldn't have thought it was valuable if you didn't download it. So see what that marketer has to say. Give each marketer 2 to 3 emails and read them all to see if that marketer is going to provide you with relevant information regarding what can help you with your goals and your business. And if you do this, you will find that you will get some irrelevant information, and I suggest you just scroll to the bottom of the email after you've received 2 or 3 emails. If they're not helping you out, unsubscribe. Every email that is being sent to you, if they are complying with the Canned Spam Act, they will have an unsubscribe link at the bottom of their emails. Anytime you get an email and there is no unsubscribe link in it, I suggest you report it as spam. Usually most email providers, you have a little spam thing, you click on it. Otherwise, just unsubscribe from the ones that aren't providing any valuable content to you, and stay subscribed to the ones that are. So that is one way you can weed out your inbox, and I would highly suggest that you focus on a handful of marketers, you know, 6 to 10 marketers that you admire that are doing something in their business that you would like to emulate, and stay focused on those emails. Otherwise, if you're subscribed to 40 or 50 newsletters and you don't know what to read on a daily basis and your email box is bombarded, honestly, go in that inbox and just start cleaning it away. You know, open them up. Does this email help serve me any purpose? Unsubscribe. Now, this goes for me. This goes for any marketer. This is just plain old good advice for the best interest of your business. So these are the cons of a giveaway. Now, having said that, for these reasons alone, I have not promoted a giveaway in some time. Now, a month or so back, I have made a huge mistake. A marketer by the name of Guido Nussbaum, I hope I pronounced your name right, Guido, contacted me regarding a giveaway event that he was doing, and he wanted me to be a 50% partner with him and helping him on the marketing end of it while he took care of the script and the back end. Now, initially, of course, me not being that interested in giveaways at the time, I declined. And oh boy, did I make a big mistake, because he they're in pre-launch for this giveaway now, and I decided to take a peek at it, see what I missed out on, and when I joined, I was flabbergasted on my inability to make the correct decision when he offered me partnership. Why? Well, because it's in pre-launch, it's already got 4,000 contributors, and the site hasn't even launched. It's already done 5 figures in sales. The site hasn't even launched. And the reason for this is because it is the most viral, different kind of giveaway that none has been done before like this. Basically, if you want to build a list, this is the best giveaway to do it. If you want to make multiple sources of income long-term, like indefinitely, imagine referring somebody into a system once, and every time that person buys from that system anything selected from hundreds of products, you will get the commission from. This is just another reason. That's not the first time that's been done, but that combined with several other viral aspects of this giveaway make me come out of hibernation on promoting giveaways and absolutely tell you that this one giveaway is the giveaway that you cannot miss, either as a contributor or as a member looking to give valuable resources. This is a permanent giveaway. This is not your two-week open and close giveaway. This is set up to be around for the long haul, and I have never seen a concept of a giveaway done as well as this. So hats off to you, Guido. I apologize for not being your partner, and I lose the most from that. Guido teamed up with another well-known marketer that is specialized in giveaways in the past. His name's Reed Florine. So this is a great giveaway, and at the end of this podcast, you will see a link, and I highly suggest you click on that link and you get involved in this giveaway, either as a contributor or as a member that wants to receive valuable downloads. So that's it for today. Are giveaways dead? Well, I thought so, but I was proven wrong in this fantastic new concept of a giveaway. And again, when this is over, just click on that link or type it into your browser and go to this link, and you will be amazingly surprised on the newest concept of a giveaway that I've ever seen. Until next time, this is David Cheen.